Okay. If you will, this morning, turn to the book of Isaiah, chapter 30. Okay. Isaiah, chapter 30, and verse 16. I tell you what, let's start at verse 15. Isaiah chapter 30 and verse 15. Says in verse 15, the chapter of Isaiah, and it's chapter 30. For thus saith the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest shall ye be saved. In quietness and in confidence shall be your strength, and ye would not. But ye said, no. For we will flee upon horses. Therefore shall ye flee, and we will ride upon the swift. Therefore shall they that pursue with the swift, 1,000 shall flee at the rebuke of one. At the rebuke of five shall ye flee, till ye be left as a beacon upon the top of a mountain, and as an ensign on a hill. And therefore will the Lord wait, that he may be gracious unto you, and therefore will he be exalted, that he may have mercy upon you. For the Lord is a God of judgment. Blessed are all they that wait for him. For the people shall dwell in Zion at Jerusalem. Thou shalt weep no more. He will be very gracious unto thee at the voice of thy cry, when he shall hear it. He will answer thee. And though the Lord give you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, yet shall not thy teacher be removed into a corner any more. But thine eyes shall see thy teacher, and thy ears shall hear a word behind thee, saying, this is the way, the walk, ye in it. When ye turn on the right hand, and when ye turn on the left, ye shall defile also the covering of thy graven image of silver, and the ornaments of thy molten image of gold. Thou shalt cast them away as a mysterious cloth. Thou shalt say unto it, get thee hence. Then shall he give the rain of thy seed, that thou shalt sow the ground within, and bread of the increase of the truth. And it shall be fat and plenteous. In that day shall thy cattle feed in large pastures. The oxen likewise, and the young asses that ear the ground and eat clean provender, which has been renowned with the shovel and with the fan. And thou shalt be upon every high mountain and upon every high hill, rivers and streams of water in the day of the great slaughter, when the towers fail. Moreover, the light of the moon shall be as the light of the sun, and the light of the sun shall be sevenfold as the light of 7 days. In the day that the Lord bindeth up the breach of his people, and healeth the stroke of thy womb. Behold, the name of the Lord cometh from far, burning with his anger, and the burden thereof is heavy. His lips are full of indignation, and his tongue as a devouring fire, and his breath as an overflowing stream shall reach to the midst of the neck. And his breath as an overflowing stream shall reach to the midst of the neck, to sift the nation with the sieves of vanity, and thou shall be a bridle in the jaws of the people, cause them to err. Ye shall have a song as in the mouth in the night, when a holy sonority, as when one goeth with a pipe to come into the mountain of the Lord, to the mighty one of Israel. And the Lord shall cause his glorious voice to be heard, and shall show the lightning down on his arm with the indignation of his anger, and with the flame of the devouring fire, with scattering and tempest and hail storm. For thou, the voice of the Lord shall be, Assyrian be beaten down, which mote with the smote with the rod, and in every place where the ground staves shall pass, which the Lord shall lay upon him, it shall be with tabret and harps, and in battle of shaking will he fight with it. For toplet is ordained of old, yea, for the king it is prepared. He hath made it deep and large. The pile thereof is fire and much wood. The breath of the Lord like a stream of brimstone doeth kindle it. Our Father, we want to thank you, Lord, for this day. Father, now, Father, we just ask, Father, that you'll just bless the reading of thy word. And Father, give me some thoughts this morning that I may share with the people. And Father, I pray if it's anything that is shared with the people, and Father, that would want to cause the people to come forward and just praise you. And Father, there may not be nothing wrong in their life. They may not have no sin, but they just want to come up and praise you, Father. And Lord, we just ask God now that you'll go with us in the next few moments. Give us the words that need to be said. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Whew. The glasses are filthy. Whew. I didn't have to clean them, will you? Why didn't you clean them? Yeah, but I didn't tell you to wait to do it. I read them. Oh, me. All right. Well, here we can see, we saw a whole lot here in what we just read. But we know that the Lord Jesus, God the Father, he had left the people because the people wanted to do what they wanted to do. They didn't want to do nothing that the Lord wanted to do. But within that in mind, I want to think about this. The life that we have in traveling for the Lord Jesus. The life that we can have in traveling with the Lord Jesus. He cannot travel with us, but we need to travel with him. We need to follow him. Because we know that he will go into the right places. He will touch the right people. And not only that, he will tell people the right things, the truth. We see right here in the life's highway in the book of Isaiah. The introduction here, many changes takes place each year. And we never know what to expect. We don't know what to expect tomorrow. We don't know what to expect next week. We don't even know what to expect in the 1st of June when we have the Jubilee. We don't know what to expect. And we don't know how many to expect. We must just follow Jesus Christ. We must get on his highway. And if we stay on his highway, I promise you, according to the word of God, that he will never lead us in the wrong place. Everywhere we go with the Lord, that is the place that he wants us at. He wants us where we will do his work. But if we walk with the Lord on the road that we're traveling, which is the road of life, what road are you traveling? Are you traveling on the winding road that will take you this way, turn back around, and go this way and that way? Or are you traveling on the straight and the narrow way with the Lord Jesus? Because the Lord Jesus will make everything straight for his children. The Lord will also not only make things straight and make the highway straight for us, but he will make sure that we will not be traveling on the highway of life that would discourage us. And yes, we get discouraged. I get discouraged all the time. But I shouldn't, because I'm trying to follow the Lord. And as long as we follow the Lord and traveling with Him and not traveling with ourselves, then we're not going to have no problems. Oh, yes, we think we have problems. We think we may have health problems. We may think that we got financial problems. We may think that we don't have a friend in the world. But we can always look to someone else where the problems are larger than our problems. We don't have no problems. Sickness, pain and agony. Yes, we think we got problems, but we don't. All we have to do is go to the hospital, go up and just roam the aisle. I mean the halls. Just roam the halls and just go into individuals' rooms. And you ask some of them, how you doing? Some of them will say, I'm doing great. Some of them won't. But as far as we're concerned, we walked into the hospital, or we rode in the hospital by wheelchair or motor scooter or whatever, but we went into the hospital voluntarily to see somebody. So I think that right there tells us we don't have no problems. We don't have no problems because the problem solver that we serve, He's going to give us something a little better to do. Two years ago when Dr. Guy, when he found out that I had an enlarged spleen, and the reason it was enlarged is because I was losing blood, but I was losing it to the spleen. It was filling up. But then I had to go to another doctor. I went to that doctor, and that doctor told me, he says, you have non-alcoholic cirrhosis of the liver. Now, I had a brother to die with cirrhosis of the liver for drinking. That's not a pretty sight. It's not a real pretty sight. I had a brother-in-law that died for drinking. You go to the hospital, and I could see my brother, and I could see my brother-in-law in a hospital. And I could go in and see them. And they looked like they'd weigh 350, 400 pounds at lunchtime. Then I'd go back that afternoon. After I got off of work, me and my wife would go back. And I'd see them then. And they did not look like they would weigh 125 pounds soaking wet. The nurses, when the nurses would go into thy room and to take thy pulse, and you know how lightly you put your fingers on it to take your pulse, right, Nancy? I mean, it's real light. Like if you're just barely touching the skin. I've seen nurses
that will touch my brother-in-law's skin to take his pulse. Same way with my brother. And when he did, and after they took the pulse, they would lift their fingers off of it. And it would be like that they would just grab the hold to it and just clamp it. Because the skin was sunk down. Why? Because of the liver. Because of the shape the liver's got into. You know, my wife and my daughter, they both got upset. They was upset because they had no idea what was going to happen. I knew what was going to happen. I knew what was going to happen. Either the Lord's going to touch me and I'm going to live for him to do more work, or he's going to carry me home, one or the other. Well, to me, to die is to gain. But to live here is not all that much gain. Because we're still going up against sin. We're still going up against wickedness. Why? Because we own that life that is called the highway. Some people travel that highway with the devil, with Satan, with the world. And as far as them being able to trust in anything, they cannot trust nothing. Why? Because that's who they're traveling with. Because see, the one that is on that highway that where people follow, he is there by his own omission. He is there because he defied God. He defied all the beings of God. He defied heaven. He defied what God was doing. And he told God, he said, I can do a whole lot better job than you can do. Because you ain't done nothing that I can see to where it's brought you any kind of joy. That's the devil. How many times have you met people out here and said, I don't understand why you go to church all the time. Why you go Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. Then you got a revival. And you go every night. And if you had 2 and 3 weeks of a revival, you'd be there each and every night of each and every week. They say, I don't understand why you do that. Why are you always in church hearing what you hear and everything? I said, the reason I'm there is because of who I love. Because of who I love. That's the reason you go to the beer joints. That's the reason you go out here in the back rooms and everything, and you buy crack cocaine and you sniff your stuff. I can tell you the reason you do that. I can tell you the reason why you get drunk on Friday night after payday. And your wife and your baby don't even have nothing in a house to eat. You're filling your own body with junk of the world that means nothing to me, means nothing to you, but you keep on doing it. You keep on doing it. You say, I want to sow my wild oats. You can sow your wild oats as long as you want to. But there's coming a day that them wild oats you're sowing is going to come back to haunt you. And you will end up right in hell. The life, the highway that we travel. I don't know of any other highway that I would rather be on. Because I know the highway that I'm on, yes, it's going to be some bumps in the road. It's going to be some disappointments. It's going to be this and that. But see, I know the one that controls this and that. I know the one that controls where the bumps are. I serve the one and I walk with the one that will take that highway that I'm on, where it was a gully washer then come through, and the only thing you got just ruts in there. And you got ruts in there over here, here, and here. And you can't even figure out which one you're gonna get in. Why? Because of the ruts. Why? Because of when you got in there, you started going this way and that way. And you don't know which rut you're in. I know what rut I'm in. I'm in the only rut that I want to be in. I want to be in that rut that's straight and narrow. In one rut. And follows that follows the Lord Jesus Christ. Salvation by faith. That's how we travel, is by faith. That's the only way I can travel this highway, is by faith. And how can I travel the highway by faith? I have to surrender all. I have to surrender my being. I'll have to surrender myself. I have to surrender my family. I have to surrender my funds that I have. I must surrender everything that I have to the Lord Jesus Christ by faith. And that's the only way I can be able to travel this highway, is by faith. And by surrendering all. Traveling the highway of faith and surrender. We can also travel the same highway with service. With service. I ain't talking about coming to church. I ain't talking about coming to church services. I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about the individual that wants to travel the highway by faith with Jesus Christ. They're going to have a service that they can tell people about. They'll tell people everywhere they come around and say, well, you know what? You know something? I was down at church the other Sunday, and I'll tell you one thing. It says, we didn't have many there. But when we really got to thinking about it, you know, we had around 30 people. We had a good time. You know the reason we had a good time? You know the reason I could say that everything was well? The only way I could say that, and the only reason I could say that, is because I know God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, all three was there. All three was there with each and every individual. So you have four individuals. You just don't count one, you count four. If they're saved, and I believe, and I don't believe I'd be speaking something that I don't know is not true, I believe with my heart, right now at this very moment, that everybody that is in the sound of my voice this morning are saved, are born again Christians. You know how I can tell you? Because you're here on Sunday morning. You're here on Sunday night. You're here on Wednesday night. That's how I can tell. I tell you, in the same highway that we travel it with the conviction that our Lord gave us. Not the convictions that I picked up on somebody else's life. And not the conviction that somebody picked up on my life. The conviction that I asked the Lord to give me. Whatever conviction it is, give me, Lord. That's traveling the highway of conviction. And when conviction is involved in it, it will bring us up against the way people live. It will bring up the very thing that we hate. And that's sin. Because see, we can see sin in individual lives. We know the sin that the people are committing. Because they don't hide it today like they used to at one time. At one time, yes, they would hide their sin. You know how? Because by coming to church. By coming to church. They'd hide their sin of picking up the bottle and drinking. The alcohol. I know the alcohol itself and the liquor itself, that does not keep you out of heaven. Even smoking cigarettes, that won't keep you out of heaven. Some people, it'll cause them to smell. I mean, you'll smell like that you've been to hell and back. But when we travel the highway of compassion, how can we travel the highway with compassion if you love the Lord Jesus Christ? That's the only way that you can travel life and travel the highway of life. The burdens will be lifted. And the burden of the people that are lost, and we thank God, the highway of life with compassion will cause us to get on our knees and pray for. Instead of condemning him. Because see, we could be in the same shoes that they are in. But the reason we're not is because of the grace of God. And why do we have the grace of God? It's because we surrendered unto Him. When the Holy Spirit spoke to our heart, we surrendered unto the Lord Jesus Christ and asked Him to save my soul, to cleanse my life, to write my name there in heaven, and to help me to walk the life that You want me to walk, and to help me to speak the life that You want me to speak, and help me to hear on the highways of life which You want me to hear. And on the highway of life, Lord Jesus, I ask You to touch the one thing that don't take but 30 seconds to kill a lifetime of testimony. And that's the tongue. Touch that tongue. Touch my tongue. That no one thing will come from me, from these lips, that will bring shame to You and bring glory to the devil. We need to do it the other way. We need to bring You all the glory. We need to bring You all the praise. And when we speak of evil, we speak of Satan and what Satan is doing. And what Satan is causing individuals to do is touching all these young people. These young people that's got into gangs around the United States of America and around the world, they just go into a gang. I mean, here there's teenagers just because they want to be something. Just because they want their name to be headlined somewhere in a paper. Majority of time when it's headlined in the paper with the young people that is just getting into the games, they're getting the headlines where they've been shot, where they've been killed, where they've been murdered. The highway of life. Ephesians chapter 4. And I'm going to close with this. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 through 3. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called, with all lowliness and meekness and longsuffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. With the ministry that the Lord Jesus has given each one of us. Yeah, you got a ministry for the Lord.
We say, preacher, well, what is my ministry?
I don't know. If you really don't know, you need to sit down. You need to get in your closet that you call your closet, of a place where you can get away from any distractions, and ask the Lord to help you with it. To help you with the program, with the ministry that he's got you on. What's your ministry? I don't know. You need to discuss it with God. And if you're sincere about it, if you go to him with a sincere heart, and you say, Lord, the preacher said something this morning that I really never thought about. That on the life's highway, we need to be with a corporation. What we just read in Ephesians. With the ministry of God's program. See, God gives each one of us certain things to do. And what your certain thing for you to do, to you it may not seem like a whole lot. To other people, it may seem like it's nothing to what you're doing. But to the Lord Jesus Christ, it's everything. What you do for the Lord, if it's nothing but just go around and check the trash cans, and go and empty the trash cans, if that's all the Lord wants you to do, then what you do for the Lord and the ministry that he's giving you with is just important, or maybe more important than the ministry that God has given me. Hey, I'm not no higher than the lowest individual that's serving the Lord. The individual that just got saved this last week that I heard about. What he's doing and what he's done since then is just as important as what I've been doing. The Lord don't look on his no less. Why? Because we're all a co-equal with God. See, God, he has no favorites. He has no one individual that will do one thing and another individual that can't do that thing. Yes, there's some individuals in here that they couldn't go and empty the trash cans like you could. Why? Because, see, that's not the ministry what God's given you. The only way that you can do anything with the ministry, with any kind of ministry, is if the Lord give it to you to do. And that's what we need to pray for. We need to pray that the Lord said, Lord, I just need something. I just need something from heaven that only you can give me. That I haven't had it in a while. I haven't had it in a while. And that's the highway of life, of completeness. That means that what we are doing now, and if you're doing the ministry that God's given you to do, whatever it is, and you love the Lord, and you follow Him on this highway, then what you have is completed. Revelation chapter 21 and verse 7. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. My son. One individual. See, that's the way God approaches us. That's the way God approaches his children. As one individual. Because see, he don't approach me with me and Brother James Abbott and Brother Jim Reeves and so many others and Brother Bill. He don't have a group that he considers. One individual. Because see, that's what he's trying to do. He wants me to receive his blessing. Well, how can I receive his blessings if I got five or six or seven or eight more with me? And we right there and we pray the same thing and say, Lord, bless me today. Strengthen me today. You may not be as weak as some of the others are. You may not be needful of other things to where some are all about. The highway of completeness means we need to stay on the job. We don't never think about giving up. When we ever think about it, we need to get right then and there with the Lord. It doesn't make no difference if we're driving. Doesn't make no difference if we're at work. We can still pray. And we can pray with open eyes. And I know the workplace of the years that now is that they don't want us to have anything sitting on our desk that represents God. But see, what they don't realize is they have God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost in you, if you're saved, there at the desk. And if he wants you to pray, you can pray. And it don't have to be all that silent type the way you don't move your lips. Yeah, you can move your lips. And you can pray. And people can understand what you're talking about because they can read your lips. See, the Lord Jesus, he can take what you're saying. He hears your heart.
He looks at the heart. And he knows it. He hears what you say. Then you'll never know. It may be the next day. It could be the next week. That maybe a supervisor have a bunch of notices and they'll send them out. They'll have them copied on a piece of paper. Instead of sending an email, they'll send you a personal copy all over the planet. And they've got them signed with the owner's signature. Then from this day forward, anything that you want to take, bring from your home or whatever, and you want to put on your desk, not to clutter it up, but put on your desk to where it will show people in what you believe. You think God can do that? Yes. I know he can. I don't have no doubt about it. You know, I was talking to Brother Lomax Skinner here the other week when he was here after service. And in his message, he brought up about going to the hospital. And when he was down where he lived at, he'd go to the hospital. He'd always witness to somebody in the hospital. And I told him, I said, you know, I wish we could do that in Danville. He said, what do you mean? You mean people don't go and witness at the hospital? I says, not no more, they can't. Not since it was bought out. He says, you can't do it. I said, but you know who he's got up there? This over the chapel and everything, where they got the chapel room, where they come and they'll pray with you. When something happens, like a family member passes away or a friend or somebody, and they'll come and they'll want to pray with you and give you some words of advice. You know who they send? They send a Catholic. A Catholic priest, which is a woman. Yes, we got Baptist preachers that goes up there. That goes up there and they will just pray for the people, but they can't use the name Jesus at all. And that's pitiful. But I'm going to tell you what, every time I go, if there's nobody around or whatever, I'll just leave a track. And I'll pray for them. I'll ask them, you may have a word of prayer with you? Sure. It's not going to be much longer. Just going to be a few days. There's going to be a few days in coming. And I thank the Lord for that. Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for this day. Now, God, we ask that as we're on this highway of life, Father, help us, O Lord Jesus, that we may travel this highway the way that you want us to travel it, and following you. And Father, that we can be a better Christians in doing this. And Father, I pray right now, Lord, that the people this afternoon at home, Lord, that they may get by themselves and they may pray something specific, ever what you've touched their heart with this morning. And I believe you touched hearts this morning. Father, I know you touched mine. And Lord, I pray, God, that you would help me with this situation that I'm up against, Father. And Father, you know exactly what it is. But please help me with it. Help me, Father, to talk to you more today and the days to come than I have in the past. That I'll always be in constant prayer with you and following you on that highway. Father, we thank you and we love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.